used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
man. You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, sometimes, you know, you just got to jump right into it. Listen, we do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11. I'm so happy to be back this year. It's 2024. Let's clap it up. Clap it up. Hey, listen. You've made it another year. You have made it. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh territories here from the most western part of the Lower Mainland, from UBC's campus, CITR. And if you've never listened to Off the Beaten Path before, listen, this is a radio show. We've been doing this for a long time now. It's kind of crazy when I kind of look back and think of just kind of where we've been, where we're going, where we're headed, what we've been doing. What we do here on this show is we talk about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland. We talk about what's going on here in Canada, what's going on here in the world, what is going on here, you know, sometimes in our own bodies, in my body, in your body. Sometimes we talk about nobody or everybody. We talk to some smart people. We talk to some really creative people. I do a lot of reviews of films that I've seen or books that I haven't read. Talk about New Year's resolutions today. We're going to talk about a few things. We're also going to listen to some great music. That was Miel de Montaigne with Sefi. It's like a song I just cannot stop listening to. It's one of those songs for me that just feels like you're floating. And I feel for the past 3 years, I've been listening to nothing but music that makes me want to float. Just, especially now, I feel as you make New Year's resolutions, you know, and as you get a little bit older and you start to make New Year's resolutions over and over again, and you start to realize not only that you are running out of time, but your time is so limited. I think that's one of the best things about doing a radio show, particularly at UBC, particularly at a CITR. One CITR is great. So if you have not ever donated to the fund drive, listen, donate to the fund drive. And if you haven't donated, if you can't donate it, so I like to push people donating their money to CITR. One of the things is that we have great leadership at CITR. When I mean great leadership is that they're always looking for new people, new voices, new things, new anything, right? And I think that not only can you give your money to CITR, to the fund drive, you can call in and give your voice to me. That's 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, if you want to share, you know, one of your New Year's resolutions with the listeners. It's not just about, you know, radio feels like such a one-way medium, but listen, this is a conversation. And that's one of the things that CITR leadership does a great job, is not only bringing in new people to come and be a part of CITR and share their thoughts and their ideas and, you know, their music. A lot of times their music, I find so much good music here, so many interesting people with so many varied interests. But what it also does is it provides a space for people to share their thoughts and their ideas. And so if you have ideas, you have thoughts, you have, you know, whether you go to UBC or whether you're just a part of the community, you can come here and express yourself, and you can create something beautiful, and you can create something that's lasted a long time. Like, I've been on the radio for 8 years. It's one of those things for me that keeps me a regular, you know? But yeah, it's great. And you get access to all types of cool stuff, cool shows, cool interviews. You get to talk to people. It's one thing that I love to do, love to talk and love to listen, love to see what's going on here in the streets. Anyways, what's going on with you all? What's going on with you? See, if you listen to the show around this time in years past, what you notice is that there is a theme, because I say for like a 5-year, like I, you listen to the show, you know I'm a hater. You know that I hate a lot of shit. I hate people having small joys in their life. I hate small joys. I hate big joys. I hate people feeling good for what I think are silly reasons. But I love to see people feel good. I love to see people accomplish goals. That is something that I really actually like. Sometimes those things just piss me off. One of the things that has been pissing me off lately, and not even just lately, but in general, is I'm on TikTok, and when you come across one of those interracial couples who TikTok together, it's always the same thing. And I find it to be incredibly sad and hilarious at the same time, is that people feel that their relationships are so unique, however, they do the same things that other people are doing. But talk about it in unique ways. I don't know. If you listen, just go to interracial relationships on TikTok and just scroll through, and you'll be just as disappointed as I am, hopefully. And if you're not as disappointed as I am, then this isn't probably the show for you, and you should probably tune out. However, one of the things that I do really used to hate on, which was New Year's resolutions. I used to think that New Year's resolutions were stupid. And I used to think that because no one ever finished them. Like I felt like it was an exercise in failure and people beating up on themselves. And I never felt the real point of people making New Year's resolutions, because if you want to better yourself, why didn't you just start it whenever you wanted to start it? Why did you have to wait till the new year? Well, you know, now that I am solidly in my mid-30s, I have changed my tune, right? Because I feel that when you get to such a wise age, such as 34, you start to understand that people are not giving up on New Year's resolutions. Resolutions are giving up on people. And people really want to do these things. They want to be who they think they are. They want to be who they want to be. And people are fighting against time. And it's not so much that the New Year's resolutions are failing, but it's the idea that you can even, like, to the hope to even set a New Year's resolutions year after year is something I think to be applauded, because, man, everybody's out here just doing their best. That's one thing that I realized, you know, especially as I was home over the holiday break. And one of the things that I love about going home now that I never appreciated back then is that I just really love where I'm from Wheaton, Maryland. I felt like there was a time where, one, nobody knows where Wheaton is at, but two, is that, like, specifically, like, I'm from Silver Spring, but specifically from Wheaton, and it's a place where people are doing their best. And what the best looks like there looks different than it looks like in other places. And I think that's one of the things that I find that's a little bit different than here, which is everyone looks like they're doing their best here, even if they're not doing their best. You know, they're trying to. And one thing I found when I was in New York over the break is that everyone tries to look like they're doing their best. But in Wheaton, everyone's just doing their best. You know, everyone's just doing what they can, and I really like that. And so when I think about New Year's resolutions, I think about, you know, doing the best that you can. You know, if you get 6 months in your workout and you stop in June, wow, that's fucking amazing. Because only 80% of people who are doing their New Year's resolutions even make it past the 12th. So, listen, if you are still on your New Year's resolution on the 9th, or even if you haven't even started and you're like, you know what, I really want to make one and I feel like I'm 9 days late, I'll wait till 2025. Listen, don't wait. All you got to do is do 13 days of New Year's resolution, and you're better than 80% of the people walking the planet. So have some faith in yourself. You know, some of the New Year's resolutions I have for myself are, I'd like to go 50 days without spending a dollar. And if I leave the radio station tonight and I don't get a slice of pizza, I will have done my first day. And I think that is something to be applauded. It's just one day. You know, it's just one day. It's just the first day. But I feel like if you can make it one day, then you can make it 2 days. And if you can make it 2 days, then you can make it 3 days. You know, and I feel like that is something that we all owe ourselves, is just to try to do our best. And if you can do that, then that's all you need. You know, I was going to play a song. I'm like, one of these days, not today, but one of these days, I'm going to play a nothing but what I feel like is karaoke bangers albums. And I want to just feel like, I want people to feel in their car and feel like, you know, I can do my best. And sometimes that means singing out loud and singing where nobody can listen. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about just kind of how the beginning of the year is a little bit depressing. There's so many, I feel like people spend so much time at home. There's so many bad things that happen. We're going to try to find some funny ones, but you got to stay vigilant and stay out here. But for right now, I got French 79 with Loving Feeling, another French song that I have been really feeling. So tune in.
Thank you. she been gone, I've been all alone. Waiting and waiting with my telephone. You never call, and a girl, I'm so alone. You're hurting me, honey, right down to the bone. Ooh, baby, love. My honey dove, it can be like it was. My baby love, oh. Don't leave me like this. I can't go on, 'cause of my love for you, girl. Strong, don't go strong. And if you leave me, baby, no, I won't last for long. Without you in my life, oh, my life is gone.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, East Aaron. Like, you, listen, call in 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Tell us about your New Year's resolutions. What do you have going on? Like, what are some of the things you wish to accomplish? What are some of the things you hope? One of the things that I'm hoping for this year is that we are not continually experiencing a hotter and hotter year. I feel like every single year is a record-breaking year, and 2023 was no different. 2023 was the hottest year on record by a long shot, according to climate scientists. And one of the things I think that is interesting as you read articles about this is climate scientists say they are surprised. The deputy director of EU's climate agency says they were surprised. Now, that seems silly to me. I don't know. Just the fact that we've been talking about global warming for my entire life. And actually, the first 8 years of my entire science life, we were talking about the hole in the ozone layer, which has seemingly disappeared. Like, I think I might talk about this at least a few times a year, but the idea that I don't hear about the hole in the ozone layer anymore at all. Like, it's something that doesn't exist. Like, did the hole close up? Is the hole so big that it is now a tear? Is it just doesn't exist? Because we talk about global warming, and I just kind of want to know where the hole went. However, they say it's the hottest year on record. In BC, I think we've had over $700 million in insurance claims due to climate catastrophes, whether that is through the mudslides or through flooding or through the droughts and the subsequent fires, we have, or in the forest fires, we have had a lot of climate catastrophes here in BC, and it seems to be just be getting started. This, it's hard to really understand, especially because of the week that we've had with the rain, but December, November, October were some of the driest months that we've ever had, or at least we've had in a really long time. And it felt that way, like you could feel how dry it was, and how that contributes to what it's going to look like in the summertime is a little scary. One thing is that for some reason, listen, I might just be an idiot, but I feel like we've had so many forest fires in the past few years. Like, what else left is there to burn? But that's dumb, because there's when you look at a map of BC, you're just like, holy shit, how much woods exists. And so there's a lot more to burn. That's one thing that we do know, is that there's a lot more to burn. So listen, as we continue to burn fossil fuels and pump greenhouse gas in the atmosphere, listen, CO2's rising. I saw a statistic that said that Israel's attack on Gaza has pushed us like double digit years ahead in CO2 emissions. So listen, we're fucked. And so 2024 looks to be a little bit hotter. And listen, and like, you can read the articles. Listen, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a meteorologist. I can't really tell you, you know, what the parts per million actually mean, because all it says is, like, you can read an article, you're like, the parts per million are up, 80%. And you're like, I have no idea what that means. And I don't even try to pretend, but I know that it's going to be a little scary. So enjoy it while we have it, because because one of the best things about global warming is that it makes BC summers so nice and pleasant, and particularly here in the Lower Mainland, Vancouver. And so, like, I find that, listen, there's so many things that are going to be terrible as we continue to get older and as the years pass. And one of the things that I have learned, one of my resolutions, is you just have to enjoy it. You know, if we're going to burn up, then we're just going to burn up. There's nothing that I can do to stop it, which is one of those things I think is sad. Like, there's a petition in the in Parliament here, or in the House of Commons, to make e-petitions, like, have more weight. And that's one of the things that I find that's to be kind of, I don't want to say silly, but a waste of my damn time. Like, I think there's a lot of things that are a waste of my time. One, because I feel that it's pretty evident that whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Like, we, the little people, have so little power that we don't have any type of sway. Like, there's so many things that you can't do. Like, think of all the shit that you can't do at your job that really pisses you off. You know, like, all the stuff that, you know, you, and you probably work on a team, just a tiny team, you know. You work on a tiny team with just a few direct reports. Maybe you have a few direct bosses. You know who everybody is. And something happens, some new policy at your job changes, and you don't have any power. You can't even change it. Now, imagine if you can't change it at your job. Why the hell do I think that I can make any changes with me signing a damn petition? Anyways, so people want to make these petitions a little bit more powerful. And I mean, while I support that, some of these petitions are bogus. Like, there is one petition that the one, which is one of the things that's scary, is that this bill is actually being introduced by a conservative party in Alberta, which is trying to drum up enough signatures to get Canada to withdraw from the UN. And while people might have their fit about, you know, what the UN actually does, like the United Nations actually. I mean, we talked about this a few shows ago, which is like, you know, what the hell does the UN actually do when people, like the UN can designate a war crime or they can designate something to be bad. I think that the UN has like over 20 times said that the treatment of Black Americans is against, you know, is a violation of human rights. The treatment of an indigenous population in Canada is a violation of human rights, but the UN doesn't actually do shit. However, I don't know if withdrawing from the UN is the solution. And, you know, if you get enough signatures, maybe you can make it happen. You get enough change.org signatures, maybe you can make it happen. Anyways, I find that like, I just can't remember, even in like elementary school, middle school, and any level in my life, did a petition ever do anything or make anybody change their mind or make anybody make a different decision? I'm going to go with no. Listen, if you disagree, maybe you can tell me a story where a petition got you a pizza party or something like that. But anything of note, I'm going to say no. And it's actually kind of sad because I feel like, you know, I mean, who the hell knows actually on these petitions, if these are real signatures or not. But you'd have to assume, let's just assume that everybody is, you know, doing their best. Like I said earlier, everyone's just trying their hardest. If you think that if you could get enough petitions to make a difference, then the difference should be made. Because we live in, ideally, you know, a society that values individual contributions. And yet we see petitions just go nowhere. One of the things I'm trying to figure out which stories to talk about first, because listen, there's a lot going on here. So everybody knows Chip Wilson, the founder of Lululemon. However, did you know that his like these are some of the most predictable things that I've ever heard. Like, people upset about things that are absolutely predictable. So Lululemon founder faces backlash for blasting company's diversity inclusion efforts. For a design to be good, it has to include everybody. And I mean everybody, says one Vancouver designer. That's what a designer says, because Chip Wilson in a recent article basically said he doesn't want to use models in his company that looked unhealthy, sickly, or not inspirational. And so, listen, I one of the things that I have seen within this story is that, I guess maybe it's my narrow definition of what diversity, equity, and inclusion looks like, because when I think about that, I just immediately just think of race, religion, sex, gender. I'm not really thinking about body. You know, like that. And I feel, and personally, I feel like sometimes, and I feel like that's, while I'm a target market of one, like, I feel like that's kind of generally what people think. So when people see this, they see that's what they thinking about. But knowing Chip Wilson, also, this is not the first time he said this. And this is not the first time that people who are in the fashion business have said this anyways, that doesn't want, but he's saying unhealthy, sickly, or not inspirational. Basically, he's saying he doesn't want fat people wearing his clothes. And we've heard that from, like, Abercrombie and Fitch. And we've heard that from, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, some of those high design companies that don't want, you know, they don't want poor people wearing their clothes. You know, there was that fake quote about, that felt real, about Tommy Hilfiger saying he doesn't want black people wearing his clothes. And my thought is, like, you know, I'm on like both sides, obviously, you know, that I think that people are entitled to wear whatever they want. I don't feel like people should be made to feel bad about what type of clothes that they're wearing. However, if somebody doesn't want me wearing their clothes, I simply won't buy their overpriced clothes. I struggle sometimes to get upset at some things that I feel like are very predictable. You know, if somebody, like, there's a lot of things that I don't do because the people don't want me there. And I think that's totally fine that they don't want me. I'm not going to beg them to take my money. Like, I don't understand what people want Triple Ocean to do, to apologize and say, like, yo, we want everybody to buy Lululemon. No, he doesn't. And even if he says that, I wouldn't believe it. We're not going to give him, you know, I wouldn't give him my money. If, anyways, I find that, like, go where you love. There's so many other brands that do welcome all people of all sizes and all types of inspirational body levels. Because one of the things is that, like, what is a desired body is so different depending on where you're at. Like, I think that is one of the things that I miss about being home, but it's just like the what is desirable is so different. Like, I was at home over the past 2.5 weeks, and I hear my friends and family, like, I have some friends and family who've lost some weight in the past year, and the sadness about losing weight and how they are working towards becoming thicker, eating more and working out, making sure that they can bulk up the body, men and women. And then I come to Vancouver and everybody complains about how much weight that they've gained over the wintertime. And it's so opposite, you know, like, that the desirability isn't flat, and so it shouldn't be flat. And also, if somebody doesn't want you to wear their clothes for whatever reason, don't wear them, don't buy their shit. And I don't think that you should, I mean, like, I'm pro bullying on here, so I think you should bully Chip Wilson for many reasons. Like, there's so many reasons to bully him. One of the reasons that he's responsible for closing my favorite restaurant. And two, because you have to bully billionaires, because why the hell not? If you see Chip Wilson down on Point Grey Road, you should say something to him, especially about this. But fighting to wear somebody's clothes who doesn't want you in them, I don't think that's a good idea. One of the things that I think is dumb, okay, no. There's so many dumb things. First off, police officers in BC just started wearing body cameras. Dumb. But also, those same police officers, the RCMP, is just beginning in 2024 to collect and analyze data using race. And that's so ridiculous that they're only doing that in 2024 when people have been complaining about that for literally the entire existence of the RCMP. Like, the RCMP's sole purpose was to punish and police Indigenous populations across Canada. And now they are just starting to look for race-based data. It's a bunch of bullshit. However, when we get back, there's a few scams that people need to be thinking about as they move forward throughout 2024, because some scams will get you killed, and it's kind of sad. Like, this song is not a new song, it is a very old song, and it just reminds me that, you know, in the new year, you got to give thanks and praise. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about some scams, but give thanks and praise that you have not been scammed so far.
Give thanks and praises to the moon sky. Give thanks and praises so high. He will not deceive us, my brethren. He will only lead us ahead. Oh, take that veil from off of your eyes. Look into the future of realize. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting deep within, and I'm roaring to be free, desperately, yeah. So guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these ages. Guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these stages. Rastafari is his name. Rastafari is his name. If Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, if Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, would I be around today? Would I be around to say, give them some praises, give them some praises.
So, listen, we've talked about scams on here many a time. So, sometimes the scams get you, and then other times it's the people around the scams that get you. So, a North Dakota woman was accused of killing her boyfriend with antifreeze to claim his $30 million inheritance. So a North Dakota man, listen, I feel like if it happens in North Dakota, Florida, Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, like these are not real places. Like these places don't really exist, yet they exist. A North Dakota man learned he may have inherited $30 million and he never made it to find out. Apparently, on the way to, like, his girlfriend at the time of 10 years thought that they were common law in North Dakota and assumed that if he died, then she would inherit the $30 million. She feared that he would leave her once he inherited it, so she wanted to make sure that she got her cut. What she didn't realize was that the alleged inheritance was actually a scam from a Nigerian prince, where they were headed to the airport to go and meet the lawyer who was going to, obviously take the money in the transfer fees. Now, it's kind of sad because not only did this man die, like, he obviously didn't deserve to die. Like, I'm pro scam, pro bullying, pro scam, but I just like when people just get got, not when they get got, you know what I mean? And so you just got to know who you're with. You got to know who you're with, because that is sad. And while this isn't as serious as scamming as the other one, there's Canadians here who think they get scammed because companies are out here scamming people. So this is one thing that we've talked about here all the time, because companies can steal from you. Listen, companies can steal from you. You cannot steal from you. You cannot steal from people, but companies can steal. A a man is upset. And listen, and I listen, Ken Bennett of Chilliwack, I'm with you, man. Feels that he's been duped by Kellogg's because Kellogg's advertises that they have 13 grams of protein in one bowl of cereal, until you read the fine print and you find out that 8 grams of that protein comes from the milk. Only 5 grams of protein is actually in the cereal. So that what they've been out here is tricking people and trying to make sure people are getting more food, you know, getting less nutrition than they are advertising. And so that's one of the things that we talked about here on this show a lot, which is that companies out here are tricking you, man, because I don't know when the last time you've gone to the grocery store was, but it is tough. The grocery store is tough now because everything is crazy how expensive it is. And it doesn't really make any sense. Like, there is no relief. I was talking about this with a friend yesterday who was wanted to cook some soup. And at some point, like, I feel like we are at a point where eating out is almost as cheap as grocery shopping. Like, I can go and eat out and buy a meal that would be cheaper buying it out than me making it at home. And it just feels like that's not right. Anyways, Ken, he's upset because he feels like he's duped because people are trying to go out of their way, really looking at the boxes, trying to make sure that they're getting the right calories and protein. Like, which is, I feel like it's kind of sad. Like, we are in a space where people are trying to count calories to make sure that they're getting enough. I know I mentioned this a little earlier, but people, you know, these calories are expensive. And so people are trying to make sure they're getting enough. And when companies are out here misleading people on purpose, and this is also something, like, you know, I work in market research. This is also something that, like, that you wouldn't even, like, to tell, you wouldn't even suggest that to people. Like, hey, you should just lie. Then maybe that's where we're doing it wrong. Like, maybe I should just go to work tomorrow and just say, like, hey, maybe you should. Have you ever thought about lying to your customers? Because that might do the trick. Because that's what these companies are out here doing to other people. Like, there's obviously somebody out here giving advice, telling people to just lie. And it's working, obviously, because it got them to buy it. But it's working. One of the things that is also working, sometimes you get this where, you know what I'm saying, we just get some technical difficulties, but one of the things that's also working is tax breaks, because last year in 2020, last tax year in 2022, $8.5 trillion in untaxed income for mega rich Americans. People dodged taxes on $8.5 trillion, which would probably be like, was 20% of that. So maybe like $1 trillion, a little less than $1 trillion in taxable income that people just kept. Mad rich people just kept. And I think maybe 4 years ago we were talking about eating the rich. Like, are we beyond that, or is that just, or maybe we can actually kind of get there? You know, we have so many services in this country, so many things that are going unfulfilled, and people are being so squeezed because people just want to hoard money. Like, I think that money should have an expiration date. That's a hot take for me. I feel like money should have an expiration date, and you should only be able to save a certain amount. Like, after a certain amount, your money should have an expiration date. You should either have to sell it or give it back or give it away to somebody else, but it should have to be spent. Just because what we see is that there's so many people who just hoard money and they don't do anything good with it. It just sits in their bank account and then they pass it on to the next person and they just are so scared to spend it. And then they might invest in a company like BlackRock that just buys up homes all throughout the United States and Canada and raises the rent, and then we're all fucked. And I just can't live like that anymore. So I'm gonna start a petition, because that's what really gets the things moving. Man. Honestly, sometimes when you think about just kind of like how things are going, where we're headed, you're just like, what is the damn point? But you can't think like that, man. You can't think like that. You got to be like this university chancellor at the chancellor of Wisconsin, La Crosse, was fired from his position because they found out this man made a porno with his wife. He's served as the chancellor since 2007 and was caught after the university found out about their content and published a pair of books about creating adult films titled Married with Benefits, Our Relationship Life with the Adult Industry, and Monogamy with Benefits, How Porn Enriches Our Relationship. Now, this chancellor is out here trying to preach the good word, and this is what you get for trying to educate the students. Now, I don't believe in that. Like, I honestly, when I clicked on that story, so that's one of the things. When I clicked on that story, I thought it was about to be some lewd, you know, something that was going to be really fucked up, you know. And it is so crazy what I think is that in a country like the United States, which is so, like, you can, it's so hell-bent on pushing war and violence and talking about dead bodies as if it's meaningless. Like, we just heard, there's a story, so you can just look this up, I don't want to talk about it, but in Mississippi, outside of a jail in Jackson, there's 215 unmarked graves that they have found, and some of those are related to missing people, missing inmates that, you know, people's loved ones that were murdered in the prison and just discarded. And that is not even something that only happens in the Jackson, Mississippi jail, but it's happened in jails all over the country. We hear about police officers being involved in human trafficking and sex trafficking and murders and black torture, you know, black site torture sites. And we have a government that just continues to fund and send weapons all over the world so that people can destroy each other. And there is a chancellor who's talking about having sex on camera with his wife and how that has brought their marriage closer together. And this is who we fire. Doesn't make any sense. Anyways, when we get back, I have some somber news to tell you about some whales. It's kind of a sad end, but I feel like it's the respect that they deserve. Je sais pas. So sometimes, you know, you get sad news. So, like, you know, one of the things here we like to do here on All the Being Path is talk about animals and talk about how animals are taken back. But I was in Telegraph Cove this past summer doing the Event All 360, and one of the things that you get to do there is you get to learn a lot about the resident killer whales and also about the transient killer whales up there, you know, that make their way up the North Coast and all the way down south. And I did learn about T-46, which was a killer whale matriarch named Wake, and just how her family tree was just one of the ones that really is keeping the population of orcas here in BC, you know, just so full. And they haven't heard from her in a year, and so she's presumed to be dead. And so it's kind of crazy because Wake was first observed in 1976 when she was captured in Puget Sound along with five other orcas, and they were being planned to send to an aquarium. And basically, you know, protesters stopped them from doing that, and they released them. And could you imagine kind of just being rounded up and sent to an aquarium, sent to jail? Because these orcas and we don't even understand shit about them, yet we want to package them up and send them into aquariums. It's sad. Anyways, rest in peace to Wake. If you are not out there, or listen, if you are out there, stay silent. But, you know,